Through the Looking Glass and What Alice Found There by Lewis Carroll. Read by Miriam Margolyes.
"What is this?" he said at last.
"This is a child,"
Hare replied eagerly, coming in front of Alice to introduce her and spreading out both his hands towards her in an Anglo-Saxon attitude.
"We only found it today. It's as large as life and twice as natural."
"I always thought they were fabulous monsters," said the unicorn. "Is it alive?"
"It can talk,"
said Hare solemnly. The unicorn looked dreamily at Alice and said,
"Talk, child."
Alice could not help her lips curling up into a smile as she began.
"Do you know, I always thought unicorns were fabulous monsters too. I never saw one alive before."
"Well, now that we have seen each other," said the unicorn, "if you'll believe in me, I'll believe in you. Is that a bargain?"
"Yes, if you like," said Alice.
"Come, fetch out the plum cake, old man,"
the unicorn went on, turning from her to the king.
"None of your brown bread for me."
Certainly, certainly,"
the king muttered, and beckoned to Hare.
"Open the bag," he whispered. "Quick! Not that one, that's full of hay."
Hare took a large cake out of the bag and gave it to Alice to hold, while he got out a dish and carving knife. How they all came out of it, Alice couldn't guess. It was just like a conjuring trick, she thought. The lion had joined them while this was going on. He looked very tired and sleepy, and his eyes were half shut.
"What's this?"
he said, blinking lazily at Alice and speaking in a deep hollow tone that sounded like the tolling of a great bell.
"Ah, what is it now?" the unicorn cried eagerly. "You'll never guess. I couldn't."
The lion looked at Alice wearily.
"Are you animal or vegetable or mineral?"
he said, yawning at every other word.
"It's a fabulous monster," the unicorn cried out before Alice could reply.
"Then hand round the plum cake, monster,"
the lion said, lying down and putting his chin on his paws.
"And sit down, both of you,"
to the king and the unicorn.
"Fair play with the cake, you know."
The king was evidently very uncomfortable at having to sit down between the two great creatures, but there was no other place for him.
"What a fight we might have for the crown now," the unicorn said, looking slyly up at the crown, which the poor king was nearly shaking off his head, he trembled so much.